see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening and welcome to the month of June. Not only are we in the month of June of 2019, but we're on a new moon. The new moon is tomorrow and it's in Gemini. So all of you are going to be chattering and chattering and chattering. We've got the sun in Gemini and the moon in Gemini. And my goodness, it certainly is going to make for a lot of electrical energy. Gemini is the sign of air and that makes everything move fast. So tonight we're going to have some fun. Are you ready for a little astrology upheaval in your life? Some of you have been eager to break away from your daily routine and sprinkle some zest into your existence. Want to go full-blown and create a new world order? Well, that's asking a lot. But check out the planet Uranus. This planet moved into Taurus in May, and this is the first new moon after that activity. So you have all been finishing up, getting rid of, dumping, or changing your old existence, and you are ready for the light to come through and turn your face towards the face of the strange and the new, which is very exciting. The tide has turned, and we are on a new road. Uranus is the planet that stirs the pot, upsets the status quo, and causes each and every one of us to rethink the direction we're headed in life. It's a little bit worse than midlife crisis. So What did I do? Oh my goodness. I up and left. You ever heard the term leave 'em high and dry? I up and left and I moved from a house I had been in for 20 years out here to Austin, Texas. And although I am just settling in, it's been a month today, I will say that I'm welcoming the change. I'm looking forward to all of the new people I'm going to be meeting. I plan to create more media work. I'll be writing more for magazines, and I'm going to be starting a television show within the next 3 months. So I'm excited. And tonight, not only are we going to talk about how you're walking into the Ring of Fire, which is later going to bring you ascension, but we're going to be talking to people about their changes. Maybe you haven't had the courage to make your change yet. Maybe you're just not joining in, or you're a little bit too hesitant. Change? Who, me? What's wrong with everybody else? I don't want to change. I like the status quo. Well, no matter what you say and no matter what you do, the status quo is not going to be here. Everything changes, and it always changes for a reason, and it always changes to bring you in more positive and uplifting energy. This is a call-in show, and if you'd like to call and talk about your changes or to ask a question about your changes, the number is 888-627-6008. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Our program tonight is about Uranus and what it's going to bring into your crazy life. And I do have Joanne from Montana on the phone. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you
What
for
is your
taking my
question
call.
tonight? What is your question
Well,
tonight?
with regards to change, I suppose my question would be, I'm kind of at that midlife crisis point in my life, and I'm at the point where I could draw Social Security. I'm thinking that maybe I should just downsize and maybe travel a bunch. I mean, so all these things are kind of going through my head, and it's like you were saying, it's kind of fearful too.
Well, you know what it is. What's so exciting about it, Joni, is that you have all kinds of choices and you can make whatever you'd like to make. My first suggestion is to begin to meditate and meditate on that question. Do that from this new moon until the next new moon in July and write down
Okay.
some of your thoughts and some of your feelings. And then we can talk about what you're going to choose. I do like the part of traveling, but I also would like you to focus maybe on some spiritual growth and education. So part of your travel could be focused on Stonehenge or going to the Sphinx. You know what I'm saying? Going to places
Yes,
you've never
ma'am.
been before to enhance your spiritual growth. Also, some of the cathedrals in France and Switzerland are just beautiful. And you might want to think about how it could enhance you. Also, you're in Montana. I have a friend in Portland, Oregon, that does spiritual journeys. And right now they're in Greece and they're going over all the history of Greece. And he does one a year. So you might want to check that out too. Mark Dodich, he's on our show. He will be on a little late this quarter, but that's because he's in Greece. Anyway, you're ready
What's
to.
his name again?
Mark Dodich, Dodich. He's at astro.us.
Okay.
You're ready to dance to a different drummer and to color outside the lines and to go to new places and see new things. But the most important thing, Joni, for you to be is your own person. You need to go with your heart as well. So I think downsizing is good. I think you can just kiss some items goodbye that you no longer need or use, and you can remember your past life in that way. And think about the new. When I was packing up to come to Austin, I was taking everything that was familiar to me, and I put it all into storage. I'm glad I did that because when it came time to make the move, I left half of it there. I wanted the new. I figured I'd either use it in another place or that I would sell it, whatever. Do you have any definite plans?
No, the travel is very enticing. It would be on a real low budget type thing, But being by myself is, I guess I think of the safety. That's my big concern with the travel.
Well, you don't have to be by yourself. There's a lot of groups. That's why I was suggesting a group like Mark's.
Yeah.
There's a lot of groups that you can join and go with, and that probably is one of the wisest things that you can do. Are you going to stay in Montana? You know, you're an August baby, so you really do need to be around people. And also, this August, at the end of August, Jupiter will turn direct again, and that's when you can accept your changes and start working towards what you'd like to do. But before then, get clear what it is. Look around your neighborhood. Do you still want to live there? Is a place might be better? Do you have friends in other areas that you can go and visit and look around?
Yeah. Well, and part of what I was doing, I walk around my house and I'm thinking, I can do without that. I don't need that.
You know? That's right. That's right. Good. Yeah. So you're getting there. And the circumstances surrounding your discovery is known as surprise. So you might be surprised at some of the new feelings that are coming up. And June is the month that these feelings are coming because we have Mercury and Venus in Cancer, and they're not really that comfortable in those signs. And it's going to bring up emotions. So listen, do you listen to my astrology report on Mondays? It's going out tomorrow.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay, it's on YouTube. You can look up Elizabeth Joyce or get on my mailing list on my website. And send it out every Monday morning, and it really does tell you what's coming ahead. So it's all activity. It's all encouraging you to think in new ways and have a bit of fun. And that's good. You want to have fun. And I think it's a good idea for you to collect your social whenever you're ready and to be on that. But also think of another way to create abundance. What could I do that's fun that I would like to do temporarily? You can do that.
Okay.
What was your life work, Joanne? Your life work. What was your life work?
I am a land appraiser.
A land appraiser, that's good work.
Yeah, which is good because we got a lot of land in Montana, I know.
We do in Texas, too.
You know, I have a pretty good gig, as you could say, with my work and everything like that.
Wonderful.
But it's not feeding my soul. And so
I have a mantra for tonight. I have a mantra for the Uranus changes that are being brought in, and I'm going to give it to you now, and I'll repeat it a little bit later. Are you ready? Repeat after me. I choose love.
I choose love.
Life.
Life.
And alignment with God's plan.
And alignment with God's plan.
Let's do it one more time. I choose love.
I choose love.
I choose life.
Life.
And alignment with God's plan.
And alignment with God's plan.
Then right after that, you can use the mantra that I give all the time. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know how I serve. And the more that you do those things, especially now asking for the alignment with God's plan, the more your body is going to shift. You're going to receive the new higher ascension energies, and your mind will bring you the focused evolutionary change. It's natural. So it will come to you in however affirmation that you need it to come to you. It's going to change. It's going to be very healing, and it will give you the ability to deal with the resistance and the change, and that's very important.
So I suppose that's probably a really good thing to do when you feel all the fearful thoughts.
Right. Or you can begin your meditation with I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan, and then begin your meditation. When you're finished with your meditation, you can say, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. I hope that was helpful for you.
That was very helpful, and thank you so much for taking my call and what you do for all of us.
Thank you.
Well,
so, we're ready to we're ready to dance to a different drummer. So do you feel like you've kind of lost your way? And do you feel like you're stuck in a ditch? Maybe you're a little bit disturbed because you can't go to new places and see new things. You're afraid. But Uranian touch will, added to your astrological chart, is going to give you the will to find your way out of it and to set a new course along your road of life. Everybody is setting a new course, so you might as well join the fun. Circumstances surrounding discovery tell us that this planet is destined to be known as a planet of surprise, shock, and awe. That's what happens. The discovery of Uranus was unique at the time that it involved some firsts, and the main one of these firsts was to see that there were other planets through the telescope. They invented the telescope back in 1781. And they also observed the moon and Jupiter. And they decided that the world was not flat, that it was round. And so people that were learning that thought it was shocking. Thought it was, wow, whoever would have thought that. But when you live the rest of the life, and you verify that you can change by doing the change, and you overcome the fear as you're going through it, that's when the soul can grow. And that's when you know that you're in an intense system and you're taking on new levels of chaos, leaving individuals with the burden of holding the line of balance and stabilization. Now, that's an important sentence. Sometimes we have to change friends, or sometimes we have to change partners because we're done. They may not be right fit for us. They may not be right-minded. They may have a lower mind, and they may want to say no to everything or challenge anything that you want to do to take away your power. So the extremely challenging thing about change, and I want you to listen to this, and moving forward, is like hauling a heavy bundle of cement up a steep incline. When you reach the top, there's no sense of relief. All you see are endless inclines and more dragging of the cement ahead of you. That's what happens when you hang on. And that brings you feelings of apathy, hopelessness, and being overwhelmed. You trudge through your days automatically doing the task because there seems to be no alternative, and you just don't feel alive anymore. You don't feel there's any challenges anymore. You are at a deep level of chaos, and there is absolutely no light, no glimmer, no hope. And that's because you're resisting change. You're resisting that which could wind up being very good to you. There's a lot of you out there that go to work saying, oh, I hate my job. I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was someplace else. I can't stand it. So all of a sudden, one day you go to work and you're let go. Now that's change. That's the Uranus change. And you go, oh my God, how did that happen? I'm good. I'm this. And you try to justify yourself without realizing that you brought that to yourself. And the best thing that you can do is to choose to be in alignment with the universe. Don't fight the universe, be in alignment with it. And the more positive thoughts you put out, the more you say, I'm going to do this because I know this is in my best interest, the more you'll get support. And the support comes in many ways. It can come through the environment, it can come through your family, it can come through your friends, and it can come through your peers. So you're still at the point of chaos, and you're at the bottom point. But the more that you do things slightly differently, and the tide is out, it's going to start to return. Because you can't go any deeper than you are right now. All of that stuff that you're hanging on to must fall away. It has to energetically fall away. And that sometimes can take a good energy healer to work with, sometimes some spiritual counseling, which is, of course, what I do. And sometimes just affirming now in your meditation that you're going to have the change, that you're going to walk into your future with joy. What's left after that falls away is the beginning of rebuilding. I've always said you have to have destruction before reconstruction. Well, the destruction can be a little easier if you decide that you're going to let it all go and then begin to walk your path. All of the chaos phases of decomposition, from that, a new creation arises. It's put on in a different, slightly way. The tide's gone out. It's now returning. You won't notice the shift too much in the beginning, but deep inside, you're going to feel a new spark of hope. More light will grow within you each day, and you will begin to feel the desire to re-engage in life again. Once you see that where you've been has been pushing you down, making you sad, taking away your power, stopping you from being who you truly are, maybe even interfering with some of your impulses or your desires. And that's not how life should be lived. So you can find a new sense of purpose. And that purpose is called the awakening of the human consciousness. So how you go about it is what's going to create the change. We are in the middle of the awakening of human consciousness on this planet. And this is going to be going on through the next decade, through 2038. There will be some upsetting things, there always are. There will be some darkness in the first part of it. But as we go to the second part of this 12-year experience, or a little longer, you're going to see the light come in, and you're going to see changes that will astound you. We'll have a brand new world, and all will feel unknown and unfamiliar for a while. And don't start to doubt yourself. Don't start to be unsure. You have to understand that you've been sleeping on this earth, and maybe you woke up in the middle of the galaxy or somewhere in Palladius or something. Your wisdom is still there, but you may not feel wise or have anything to say until you're asked a question or given an opportunity to speak, write, teach, or lead in some way. Then the struggle and sacrifices will be gone. It may feel odd to you at first, but you're just making some simple observations and observing life and contributing to life that which you have learned. You might feel embarrassed by people who love what you say. Look, oh my goodness, that was wonderful. I love the way you said that. That felt so good, because your words will come from a place of light instead of a place of darkness. And they may be kind of the same words that you've always said, but you're saying them differently with a different energy. It's not the words you speak. It's the energy engagement and the interaction between you and they. And they are noticing it. When you're awakened, as you are now, you will speak to others, and your level of energetic engagement will become truly miraculous. This is the time of being offline from the world. You know what being offline is. It's called unplugged. You can't make your scanner work. You can't get your printer to print, whatever the problem is. That is an old soul's purpose to connect, and it's hard. It's hard to go through that kind of a feeling. But we're on a beautiful earth, and when the spiritual element is missing from this planet, it's just about being a human biological organism. And you know we're not that. We're way beyond that. Sometimes the world can feel torturous, painful, hopeless. But the magic is there. And the magic is there in very wonderful vibrating energy. It's called the double helix energy, coming from the center of the universe. It's the sound of the wind, the feel of cool running water on your fingertips, perhaps the heat of the sun on your face, or the smell and feel of the ground as you stand barefoot in the earth or even on the sand. This is where you find magic. You can find magic by going to the ocean, or being at a lake, or just paddling a canoe, hanging out the laundry, which people don't really do anymore. I used to love it when I was little. And just going for a walk or driving in a convertible. All those things help with your miracles. And it's good if you start to focus on daily miracles. Keep your focus on each day's small miracle, because they are all around you every day. Be clear about where you're headed and let go of wondering and how am I going to get there? You know, the smartest thing that Dr. Deepak Chopra ever taught me was don't worry about how you're going to get there. Think about the outcome, because the outcome is the most important, and how you get there is other things falling away. Things have to fall away. Change has to happen before sometimes we can create our goals. We have to meet new people. We have to get rid of old habits. And we have to know in our heart that we're moving ahead. That's when the magic comes in. I have another caller coming in, Diana from Montana. And how are you tonight, Diana?
I'm great, thank you.
We have another Montana girl. What is your question tonight?
Do you see any changes for me in the next 6 months?
Do you see any changes for you in the next 6 months? What's your plan? What's your plan, Diana?
I was thinking about heading south for the winter.
Heading south for the winter. South meaning Texas?
Yes.
South meaning Texas. Pardon? Where were you thinking of going? To Bermuda?
California.
To Florida? California. Okay.
Arizona, somewhere south.
Well,
New Mexico.
I would like to, you're a cancer baby. I'd like to see you near water someplace. South is fine, but don't go too south. The Gulf is okay. And you said for the winter, Diana, or for the summer?
It'd be for the winter, and then I'd see where I'd go from there.
Okay. Pick a place, and I think you should go visit them, maybe go a week here or a week there, and take your time. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would do southern Texas because it's flooding. I don't think I would do the Gulf along Alabama and Mississippi because it's flooding. So I would try to find a place that's a little bit safer. I'm feeling that you could do Virginia Beach, or you could do the South Carolina-North Carolina border. You'd have to be careful about the hurricanes, but I don't see too many severe ones. There might be one. Or you could even think about the Mexican Riviera to visit. And then go ahead.
Oh, I'd like to get a motorhome and just...
You want a two home. Well, if you can afford it, fine. Then my recommendation would be to go to New England, and you're not going to want to hear that. My recommendation would be if you want to have a good location that's very safe, you can't beat the New England states. They're the only ones that are not going to be involved in all of the changes that are coming, because they are above the Pennsylvania, Ohio. Look at your map and see how New England reaches up around the Canadian border. And when we have the chaos that may be coming, I'm not saying it is coming, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, they're all in the middle of the country. California is in danger of earthquakes, it really is. And the Gulf area is in danger of hurricanes. So it seems to me logically that if you want to be near the ocean, you'd pick New England. If you wanted to have something a little easier, you might want to find a lake in North Carolina or in Connecticut. I'm such a New England person. But I think that I've suggested quite a few places for you. So think about it, meditate on it, and what will happen is you'll start to meet people from those areas, and you may get an opportunity to go visit, and that's what I would do.
Okay, that sounds great.
And you won't have much in July, but I think that once you get into August, you're going to forge ahead. Find a place that you are happy with. That's the first thing to do. That's certainly what I did. I went up to New England, actually, when I started thinking about relocating, and I couldn't find anything. It was just all wrong for me, and I knew it energetically. So then I came down here, and I found a place in one day that was right energetically. So that's why I'm saying go and travel. And it's not that I'm not giving you a psychic reading, because I'm not. I'm just talking to you as an explorer that's trying to create a positive change for yourself. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
I think you're going to do fine. And I watch for the emotions and be able to let go, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Yes, that's the hard part. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so now we were talking about miracles. Remember, as an old soul and as a person that's on this planet now, you've lived lots of other lifetimes, and you are the master of your destiny. And you don't have to feel alone. You are the master of your destiny. You are an individual on a journey, and you are going to learn how to master and be spiritually free of choice in these new energies that are coming. And you will find new ways to be in communication and community groups and in communion with others, because we all have to do that as human beings. For now, bide your time. That's what I just said to Diana. Bide your time. Take a moment and appreciate every freedom fighter, revolutionary, and advocate who's moving the human consciousness forward. We have quite a few of them, beginning with Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra. We have quite a few wonderful light workers, wonderful authors, people that are teaching you. They may call it channeling, which I don't particularly like that word. They may call it life coaching or spiritual awareness or whatever. Go to some gatherings. Go and listen to people and see what your heart tells you. Actually, some very excellent, excellent teachers is Abraham, Esther Hicks. Wonderful. If you can even watch that on YouTube, it will be very helpful to you. And you could also read my book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, which is my favorite book that I've written. And I think it's very uplifting and helpful to everyone. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're at the half hour. It's time for our messages. And I'll be back after that to talk more about the emergence of the new energy and what Uranus is doing to the planet in the next 7 years. We'll be back right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 27th through June 2nd, 2019. This week brings two tricky planet alignments that could be important turning points in your life. Mercury, now in Gemini, starts things off midweek as it clashes with Neptune and Jupiter, causing a T-square action. Also, we move from the month of May into the opening of summer and the month of wonderful June. To me, June is the month of roses and weddings. The moon is in gentle Pisces on Sunday, and for the USA Memorial Day holiday on Monday, this is a great time to be at the shore or near a lake. Sit by a watery place, meditate, and daydream the day away. Visualize your future and begin the energy of making your dreams come true. Remember, we actualize what we visualize. The moon moves into energetic Aries on Tuesday. Quick-paced Mercury makes some changes on Wednesday and Thursday. This combative energy could take you off your path, and you may not even know it. Remember, Jupiter can ignore the bad and exaggerate the good. Be sure to allow space between meetings or activities in case things don't go quite the way you've planned. However, it may just be a mental overload and your brain wants to slow down for a while. It isn't all negative, since harmonizing Venus is in play on Thursday and Friday, providing a bit of a buffer zone for too much thinking. This brings you with a time to focus on a reality check before you do or say anything. There's a bit of a mixture of contradictory energies in June. Mars is in nurturing Cancer all month, and mental Mercury moves through emotional Cancer from June 4th through the 26th. Mars and Mercury are not overly comfortable in emotional signs, so find a way to deal with emotional needs this month. At the same time, relationship planet Venus moves through multitasking Gemini from June 4th to July 3rd. The easy way to talk about this is to ask you to get your head and heart working together. And the other way to explain it is that your emotions want an easy month and your intellect is way too busy to slow down. On the esoteric level, Venus in Gemini has a lot to do with healing and bringing a greater beauty into your life.
Because this is also the month before the July eclipses, expect emotions to be coming strongly to the surface. Saturday is a relatively quiet day with nice lunar relationships all day. The moon in Taurus likes to accomplish something tangible and then get a reward for the effort. The moon enters into the quiet void of course phase Saturday afternoon, so it's best to be finished with your outer world activities or important actions and purchases before then. Don't purchase any big ticket items or sign important contracts on Saturday. Sunday, June 2nd brings a quick-paced Gemini moon. Avoid people and activities to try to bog you down, as it is time to keep on the move towards your goals. Venus makes harmony with Pluto on Sunday evening, so you can have those deep conversations about relationships and finances. Be on guard if you begin a new relationship over this trine time, as it's a passionate, earthy trine. There might be something about it that results in a long-term impact based on Pluto, even if the relationship doesn't last. This attraction impact could extend beyond the norm, perhaps into your future lifetimes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our regular program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep.
The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Mr. Nobody's back in town. I'm so glad there's no one else around. Even if they were, what would they see? Two empty coats floating down the street, a couple pairs of shoes and nobody's feet. Out for a Sunday stroll, Mr. Nobody and me. Of zeros and you haven't got a thing. Take them all away and you've still got everything. win or lose, there's nothing to fear. Nobody is here, though he can't be seen. Just goes to show us all things aren't what they seem. Mr. Nobody is here, humming nothing's in my ear. It's easy come and easy go, 'cause Mr. Nobody knows how to run this show. And there isn't anything I need to know. Space to move and time to breathe, when all the somebodies get up and leave. Ah, what a relief it is just to be. Sitting in this sandbox and whistling is fine. Dream up a universe just to spend your dime. But stay out of trouble and remember what I say. When all is said and done and there's nothing else to be, if you want to have some fun, we'll be a nobody. Trying to be somebody can ruin your whole day. It's easy come and easy go, 'cause Mr. Nobody knows how to run the show. And there isn't anything I need to know. Space to move and time to breathe, when all the somebodies get up and leave. Ah, what a relief it is just to be. The best thing in life really is for free. What a great time together, one big nobody. Win or lose, there's nothing to fear. Nowhere to go, nothing to see. Just sit back and enjoy the company. Mr. Nobody's right here, humming nothing's in my ear. Nobody's right here, humming nothing's in my ear. Nobody's right here. He'll wipe away every tear, 'cause nobody knows you and me like our friend Mr. Nobody. Nobody knows you and me like our friend Mr. Nobody.
Welcome. And we all home, who know Mr. who Mr. Nobody is, he is the energy of spirit. So there's a question that I'd like to ask you as you walk your path of higher consciousness. Today, we struggle with this question. How is it possible for someone who has a higher spiritual consciousness to use that energy to change their reality? What's important for you to understand is that the beings of higher consciousness also possess a personal power that is equivalent to the new fifth dimension energies. The personal power of the spiritual person manifests through a higher way, and it's the path of consciousness that is used to change the world. This path of higher consciousness aligns with peace, love, and spiritual harmony. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. Try that. Try that and see if you get eased up with your wonderful changes that are coming. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're in the second half. I have Alma on the phone. Are you there, Alma?
Yes, I am, Ms. Joyce. Oh, I am here.
Thank you for your wonderful patience. So what can
no
I do
problem.
For you?
Ms. Joyce, I was hoping that maybe you might be able to get an insight and let me know what this year will look like in my household here.
That's not what I'm doing tonight. We're talking about your changes. What changes are you looking for?
my spiritual changes, I believe that my spiritual changes are more in sync to doing a psychic, not psychic, I mean, I'm sorry, I've lost track, a healing. I think. I have healed since my cancer. I want to know if you see that if my progression is growing in the spiritual content, that I'm evolving in my journey.
Well, I certainly do feel that way. For you to even ask that question shows your evolvement. And I think you're emerging from something. I'm not sure what, but maybe it's from lack of self-confidence partially. You're on the May 20th, and that's a very powerful birthday. You're right on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini. So you need to take... Yes. Then the next 18 months to start to learn, to start to read the books. And I can give you a recommendation of some wonderful books to read, beginning with Barbara Brennan and Hands of Light. And you can read my book on Ascension. And then Deepak has a wonderful book on healing. So start to read and start to learn, and then start taking some intensives and classes. I'll be having one this fall in Austin. I'm teaching the new divine seals, which has not been released yet, and the new spiritual chakras. This information is on Amazon.com. Just go to Books Elizabeth Joyce and pick the ones that you feel speak to you. But you are going to start doing that. And as you do that, there's a little bit of scattered energy with your family that you asked about before because of your change of focus. And that can work itself out as long as you handle it with patience and understand that the people see you changing and they're a little scared because they still want to know that you're around. So tread softly with that. And if you want to understand what's going on, you can also send me an email and that would work.
Miss Joyce, when I notice that I tend to see, I'm seeing more of, I'm catching orbs or light.
What's your meditation practice, Alma? First thing, what's your meditation practice?
It's just, I don't meditate as much, but it is
every day,
closing.
Every day, at least 20 minutes, every day. If this is what you want, you need to do the work. It's like putting gasoline in a car or changing a tire that's soft every day. You can have morning meditation and nightly review. You wake up and you accept the energies of the day and just very quietly say, I accept the love and energies of this day and may I carry it through my day to everyone I meet. And then at night, make notes about what went on during the day, something very positive. And if something wasn't comfortable, you have 24 hours to make amends. And you teach yourself not to carry on.
I think also if more people, I don't know if you know, or do you have people that comment to you that when taking pictures or where I'm catching more, I'm noticing more light.
Well, that's going to happen more and more. That's going to happen more and more. We're being strengthened. The first half of 2019 is the easy half. We're coming into some difficult energy, and we're going into the terrible 20s. So I'd like you to start strengthening yourself, Alma. I'd like you to get to the place by the end of the year where you know that you can do the healing work and the guidance work. But you're going to have to work hard, and that's fine. I can help you if you would like. And more and more people are going in that way because we are walking the path. And we're all receiving inspired information if we stop and listen. Some of us don't know how to go from asleep to awake. But you're going to go beyond that. You're going to go beyond that. Okay? So face and walk the path. Let Uranus do its thing, and I'm not far away.
Thank you, Ms. Joyce. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have come to the end of our show. We are going to be going into the meditation, and the song I'm going to be playing to enter us into the meditation is called Water. I played it last week. I'm going to play it again this week, and I may play it for the next few weeks. It's by William Vitalis. It is a beautiful song about something that everyone on this planet needs, water. And we need how he represents it as well. The meditation is called The Garden of Wisdom. And then we will finish with Richard Schulman entering the unknown, which I think is very exciting and very Uranus energy. Next week, I'm on with Frank St. James, and he'll be here to answer your questions. And just remember, with the heart, the head, and the hand, make your decisions with your higher self. I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. There is only love.
You can keep talking over this if you like.
Nope. It's okay.
By many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. Sister Water, so humble and pure, I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away. Same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God. From the
the Garden of Life meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is.